Endgamer, you must construct additional pylons.
What?
Maybe he's shaving his beard.
Oh, that could take all month.
No, I think his beard shaves him. And then the beard grows back a new John eventually over time.
Oh, God.
The DKN Comet Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the DKN Comet Show. I'm DK.
And I'm Comet.
And we have a great show in store for you guys today. We have with us Hugo.
Hello, everyone.
And also John Barber.
Morning, Ely.
And hopefully later on we'll be joined by Jim Barrett as well, but for the moment he is not with us. So for the show today, we're just going to offer up a preview of the Elite Eight in the Elite Summer Contest, and that will start off with Ace against Elu. And in the third round, Ace managed to defeat Matus by a very slim margin, by only one vote, 35-34, while Elu moved on by taking out a very strong contender in Thyrodiil. So this is a match where we essentially have two great GoldenEye players going up against each other. Ace, of course, is near the top of the ranks in the games, whereas Elu hasn't been as active in the games lately. He has been to the Virginia meets, and he has been active in other areas of the Elite as well. So I think that this one should end up being a really interesting match. I think it may come down to who can pull more GoldenEye votes. And if it turns out that the GoldenEye votes end up splitting like you might expect in a match like this, then Elu might have the edge just with, I guess, the Virginia backing.
Well, Ace has had a pretty impressive contest so far, but I don't think he's going to really come close to Elu. I mean, Elu's just too strong, and now that we have the SSF in the mix with the GoldenEye vote, I'm not sure if Ace will even be able to win GoldenEye. But outside GoldenEye, I think Elu's going to be way too strong, and I don't think Ace is going to be able to keep this one overly close.
I do think, though, that Ace is going to steal some, if not a lot, European votes from Elu.
Yeah, I actually give Ace a chance in this one, which I normally wouldn't. Of course, Elu has been very strong for the last couple of years, but just that Ace-Adam match has to be my favorite match of the year so far. Great vote totals and, you know, back and forth all day, and Ace's great comeback at the end, getting something like 7 of the last 8 votes or something to win that was really cool. So I don't know, he's got like momentum on his side or luck on his side, or I don't know what it is, but
he got Gory on his side.
Yes, he did. Last match at least. Yeah, I think he could actually make a run at it. I still favor Elu, but I just get this weird feeling that it's going to be possibly another really good match between those two.
Yeah, if you look at the result Ace had against Matus, GoldenEye was split right down the middle. It was tied 21-21. So even though Ace is a more active GoldenEye player than Matus is right now, he still only split that vote. But on the other hand, Ace did manage to split the chat vote against Matus as well, which is a little bit surprising. I mean, Ace has been coming into chat a little bit more lately, although sometimes he comes in, says one or two sentences, and then signs off. I mean, he hasn't been super active, but he has been coming in lately, and that could help him against Elu here.
Looks like Third's going to be sending in predictions for us. And he says Elu with 58% is his prediction for this one. And it It's reasonable. I think I'd shade a little bit under because, like I said, I do give Ace a chance to pull off the upset.
Yeah, and I also promise to say in this podcast whatever MG is typing. So I'm just going to say that MG says one.
So the winner of that match is going to be going to the final four and will be up against the winner of our own Hugo versus QB. And I think that this match right here has the potential to be the best match of the entire contest. It may even be better than the finals itself, if only because of the rap battles that QB has doing with his latest addition directed towards Hugo. It was really, really something to behold. And of course, Kara's not going to stand back and just take it. He came out with a little musical number of his own, and that was
the Kara Samba.
The Kara Samba.
Exactly.
And that was highly entertaining as well. And you guys should definitely give a listen to those if you haven't already. And besides that, I mean, in Kara we have just big time chatter, you know, big favorite among the Europeans. And whereas we have QB, who's also a huge chatter, and who, while he's North American, he also holds favor with a lot of the Europeans as well. And this has a chance to just be a really epic matchup. I think it's going to be decided by just a few votes either way. And although I think you have to favor QB here, if only very slightly, I think the result could go either way. And I would say that whoever does win this match will be the favorite to go on and win the whole thing.
Yeah, I think this was a pretty anticipated match for a while, as I don't think anyone really doubted either of them would win their entire division. And since Hugo said that he was going to produce his musical, I think everyone's been really looking forward to it.
Yep.
And the Kara Kara Samba is pretty cool. And QB, of course, has been doing those rap battles the entire time. I don't really know who's going to win this match. I think it's definitely going to be close. But I think, like DK said, I think I'm going to give a slight edge to QB, only because so many people have him going to the entire end of the contest and winning it all. But it's really hard to judge.
Yeah, well, the thing I can say about it is that last year I busted out against Infil, who was then the favorite to win it all. And, you know, Infil was actually pretty... he thought there was a chance that I actually might beat him. Well, that didn't happen, you know, by a long shot. So we're just gonna have to see. I'm going to try my best, really, and I really enjoyed making the Kara Kara Samba. It was great. And in like, well, what, 6 hours, I got two eliters knocking on my door, which are Adam from London, who is obviously Dirk, and Patrick Nielsen. This time it'll really be Kara and the Tilting Trumpet. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to it, you know, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing some Tilting Trumpets in that song.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, we all know that I enjoy making music and all, so, you know, I'm just going to try my best. Don't forget, guys, that the day that this match is, which is next Thursday, coming Thursday, it's also my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yep. And you know what I'm asking?
You on your birthday.
You know what I'm going to ask for my birthday, guys?
Wasn't your match against Infil also on your birthday? Yep.
Exactly.
On the exact day.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. So
that's pretty eerie, and that'll probably make this vote just that much harder for a lot of people knowing it's your birthday.
Well, I can't do anything about it, you know. So. But it really is. So, so yeah, I'm asking a very, very fine vote for my birthday, and we'll see how much I can get. And obviously, if I win this, you know, all hell breaks loose, and going to write and produce more ridiculous songs. And just, you know, if there's a chance that I beat QB, it's gonna be awesome. And just imagine the song you're going to hear if I end up being in the finals, you know?
When I was putting together the bracket, I thought QB for sure, and probably Jimbo as a number two guy for this year, so I tried to separate them. But I have to agree with what has been said, that Kara has probably become the best chance to knock out QB, if it's going to happen at all this year. You know, just coming on strong and with his songs, and you know, some very impressive performances he's put together. Yeah, I think that probably is the best chance to break it up. And I do agree, whoever wins this should be the favorite for the rest of the way.
Yeah, but it'll still be a upset if I win.
Speaking of which, we do need a third's prediction here. So third.
Yeah, third.
Type that up for us. QB with 57%. Decent pred. I would definitely take the under on that, though. I really do think this is going to be one or two or three votes will decide this one.
Yeah, even I might be tempted to take the under if that was the line. So on the other side of the bracket, we have Patrick Nielsen, who's coming off a really convincing win over Thingy, will be going up against a fellow European in Max Bout, who is also coming off a really convincing win against Goose. And that one was sort of interesting because I think Goose was actually favored to win that match in the spread, and he was coming off a win against Octo, who's always a big contest force. And when the results were announced and we saw that the vote total for that day was 70, I think people were thinking maybe Goose pulled out another victory here with some rallying and some vote pandering, since the total was about 10 votes higher than average. But it turned out that Red Bull managed to win by a margin of 10 votes. So that was a really strong win for Bully, and it just makes this matchup with Patrick all the more interesting, where we have Patrick, who's obviously one of the better GoldenEye players out there, and he's obviously active in the Virginia meets as well, and as Kara said, he goes to some European meetings as well.
Yeah.
And we have Red Bull, who's just an all-round popular chatter. He's not really that active in the games anymore, but he still is active in chat, and he's a force to be reckoned with. I'm really not sure how this one will play out. I think Patrick should probably be favored here, but again, probably like all the matches this late in the contest, it should be very close. I think Patrick will probably win this one by a very tight margin.
It's actually funny because Patrick and Max are at this very moment meeting up. It's Max just typed in chat like, okay, suddenly Patrick just walked into my room. And that really happened actually, because he didn't even know he was coming over. We knew that he was in the Netherlands for some video game tournament, but I never set up a meeting or anything, so that was pretty funny actually. So tomorrow Patrick is going to pick up Dirk from the airport, and then they get over here. And yeah, what can I say about this match? You know, it's still hard to determine the strength of Patrick, to be honest. And Max, you know, he looks like an artist, you know? It's like he gets famous after he stopped playing. And, you know, he did really well against Goose. And I think the line was pretty well set, actually, because I expected Goose to win that match as well, you know, given the fact that Max stopped playing the games. But yeah, it's just awesome, you know? I mean, 70 photos is ridiculous.
I said when we first started out that the winner of that Patrick Neal match was going to be the Final Four representative, and I, even after that admittedly impressive showing by Bully, I'm still going to stick with it. I think Patrick's just got, you know, they should split Europe or thereabouts. But then beyond that, you know, Patrick's got a little bit more of that Virginia and American backing that I think will probably just edge him to a win here. So it'll probably be a pretty close one. But yeah, I do think Patrick should be a slight favorite. And now let's hear Third's prediction.
Yeah, apparently he agrees with you.
I didn't have it scrolled down all the way.
Yeah, he said Patrick with 51% in one of the best matches of the contest. So,
Okay. Yeah, that sounds just about right.
One other interesting thing is if you look back at the Bully versus Goose matchup and you look at the GoldenEye vote, Bully actually won the GoldenEye vote and by a pretty decent margin, too. I don't know if that's just a lot of GoldenEye players anti-voting Goose, but I'm not sure if that can account for 23 votes, which is what Bully got. He won GoldenEye 23-16. And that's sort of unusual considering Bully was never really a big GoldenEye player and Goose was. So, I mean, that might be sort of a ray of hope for Bully if he can again steal some GoldenEye votes in his match against Patrick.
Yeah, well, I think I can explain why he gets GoldenEye votes, because, you know, I think that people still really appreciate that Max did so well in Perfect Dark, because, you know, he had so many untieds for someone with his rank, you know, if you compare it to someone like Taka, where it like one untied and his ranked, you know, number one was ranked. I'm not sure. No, he isn't anymore. But, you know, he was like fifth or something and he has so many untieds, you know, he made great contributions to the game. And yeah, I think that might get him some GoldenEye votes for people just appreciating what he did and stuff. So I think that's it.
I'll just say that, you know, as nice as that final score looks, that last match to me told me more about Goose than it did about Bully. I mean, if you look at some of the numbers here, Goose is in chat all the time, and yet he lost chat 25-12. I think one of the more humorous breakdowns of the contest.
That must have been the anti-votes, right, John?
Yeah, I mean, Bully has been, you know, a fairly big chatter in the past, but recently people have obviously seen a lot more of Goose, and despite that, you know, two-thirds of them voted against him. So I think that pretty much, you know, shows you where the 10-vote win came from. And but Bully definitely still has some decent strength, and so I do expect a fairly close match with Patrick.
I never expected Goose to be anti-voted that heavily, actually, because, you know, well, it's just something that I didn't expect to happen. I know he gets some, but...
Well, I guess against Octo, people were saying, well, you know, Goose annoys me a little bit or this and that. But then they said, you know, but I haven't seen Octo in 2 years. And so it kind of cut into the anti-votes possible there. Whereas with Bully, you know, it's pretty much if you like, you know, if you like Goose, you like Bully as well. And if you don't like Goose, you're going to vote for Bully. You know, so it's kind of a double-edged, two negatives on top of each other for Goose there. And it's just hard to fight out from that.
Yeah, I think that's a fair analysis. Yeah.
Okay, so the winner of that match is going to be facing someone from two undecided matches as of right now. In just under an hour, we'll find out who's going to win the match of Glenn Stevens against myself, DK. And in the other match, we have Jimbo against Henning. And I don't really think there's too much doubt about the Jimbo Henning match. Henning is obviously a force to be reckoned with, and you can't overlook him, but I think Jimbo is just way too strong this year to lose to Henning. I mean, he's just been so active lately. He's been in chat all the time lately. He's been sort of running the show when it comes to organizing the Virginia meet. And he's been playing the games a lot as well. He's been involved in this whole LTK glitch discussion thing that's just come up in the last week or so. So, I mean, the bottom line is that Jimbo's been everywhere lately. And Henning really hasn't been very active at all by comparison. So I don't think there's much chance of Jimbo getting upset there. But as for my own match, I'm not really sure what's going to happen here. Whether it's Glenn or myself, I think either of us are going to have our hands full with Jimbo once we get into the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I think you're going to take that one, David, because looking at how Glenn performed in his previous matches, you know, against Wheat, you know, he performed less good than I expected, to be honest. And I just think you're too strong for him. But to be honest, I'm more curious on what Tyre thinks about it.
And third is thinking about it very hard. And
I see the pencil moving.
Yeah, he's really working on this. What is one of the... Oh, he's going to type a lot. All right, I'll just talk while he continues typing. Yeah, going between the two, I think, you know, between a 4-vote win over Greg Wool or a 6-vote win over Wheat, it's pretty easy to say which of those is more impressive this year and pretty much any year in the past as well. So I do think DK deserved to be. We set the line at 55%, and I still think that was you know, a fairly good decision for us. So I would favor DK there. And yeah, I got to agree as well. I don't think Jim will have too much trouble against Henning. He'll probably have a lot of trouble in Europe, so that should be a bright spot for Henning. But aside from that, just too much GoldenEye overlap and being active on the board, GoldenEye board overlap. I see Jim winning fairly easily. And then, you know, if it is Jim against DK, I guess I'd favor Jim slightly, but that could be a pretty good match, I would think. And third is still typing.
Yeah, absolutely. But so far, he has said that he thinks that OD, Glenn, is one of the weaker number one seeds. And DK, with his VA and chat activity, won't have any problems. DK doesn't play the games, but Glenn hasn't either in the past year, so won't have enough support from there. And now he's listening to a Keisha song, blah blah blah. And yeah, that's it.
Third, just give us, let's assume DK versus Jimbo. Give us who you think would win that and what kind of percentage you'd put on that. The interesting thing about that to me is that Jim actually impressed me quite a bit in that match against Comet. Ended up being an 11-vote win for him. So, you know, we'll get a DK versus Comet kind of comparison if that matchup does kind of happen and see, does DK keep it closer? Could he win outright? Third thinks Jim at 55%. And I'd agree with that. I think that sounds pretty good. You'd probably be right about in that range.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be cautious about what I say about my own matchups. But I don't really like my chances that much against Jimbo if I were to face him, even though I'll probably just get anti-voted for being negative again. So that'll really ensure that I don't win. But I mean, then again, I had myself losing to Wool in my bracket predictions, so, you know, I was wrong about that. And Also in my bracket, I had OD actually going to the finals, just sort of as my dark horse pick. And if I were to beat him, then that would be wrong as well. But I mean, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just want to add one more thing, actually, because to the Jimbo Henning matchup, because Henning did beat a Elider that is kind of in the same category as Jimbo is. I mean, PY obviously also a chatter, also someone who attends the VA meets, etc. And he already beat PY, which was really impressive to me. I still don't know how PY lost that match, but apparently he did. Yeah, so, you know, I think he can keep it pretty close, though. I think Jimbo will win it, obviously, but I think Henning has a shot at keeping it pretty close.
Yeah, I'll say this for Henning. We made him a slight favorite in that match, but I actually was expecting PYL to pull it out just because chat's been so big this year. You know, meeting people in person's been so big this year. And I was expecting PYL maybe by a vote or two to be able to do it. So Henning knocking him out by 5 votes was pretty nice, but I think he just spit off more than he can chew in Jimbo.
Yeah, the thing about PYL is that, I mean, whether you know him through chat or whether you've actually met him in person, I think pretty much everyone who knows PYL likes him, and they would find it really hard to vote against him. But the thing is that, you know, outside of the Virginia meets and maybe a little bit of chat, PYL is pretty unknown because he doesn't really post on the boards at all. He obviously doesn't play GoldenEye or Perfect Dark. He's primarily a Carter. So I think that's why he ultimately wasn't able to beat Henning. I think it's mostly because he just isn't that well known outside of chat.
Yep, I would agree to that. If he would, you know, do something to get his name out there a little bit more, he could be a top contender, because as you said, everyone who has talked to him likes him, but just not well known enough to get past the second round or so in these kind of contests.
It looks like Jimbo is back.
Yeah.
Do we have him in here?
I'm in here now.
Yep.
All right, awesome.
Anyway, what's the what are we talking about here?
All right, well, we got done going through basically all the Elite Eight matches so far, but we thought we'd get you in here just so that you can give your thoughts on the Elite Eight matches, and particularly your own potential matchups.
So I'll just go through them for you here, Jim. We got number 1 seed Ace coming in off his 1 vote win, and Ilu after beating 3rd as a number 3 seed. So Ace versus Ilu, what are your thoughts on that matchup, and a percentage if you could?
A prediction, if I have any, is going to be Ilu to take over Ace, because I'm guessing the perception Ace has, or people have of Ace, is that all he does is play GoldenEye and Perfect Dark. He's not the biggest chatter in the world. I mean, I've seen him say a few things, but for the most part, Ilari, people think of him as the most awesome guy in the Elite for a reason. So I'm guessing his social status, not to mention his domination in GoldenEye, is going to take him over Ace in the long run. It's probably going to be a 10-point victory or 10-vote victory.
The second Elite Eight matchup is going to be Kara coming in off a 10-vote win over Axel, and QB, who pretty much dominated a different Axel, 1 versus 1. We were all saying that this is going to be maybe the best match of the contest. Who do you favor there, Jim?
I got to favor QB. I don't really know why QB has such a following. I just know that he does. And the rap videos he's been releasing, it's hard to take him down. I'd say he's probably the favorite to win the entire contest. Sorry.
Can Kara keep it close, do you think? Or is it going to be a fairly easy win?
QB is going to carve into the Euro vote, and I think that's really going to hurt Hugo quite a bit.
No!
I don't think it's going to be that close, I hate to say. Probably 7 or 8 votes.
So possibly a Kara versus infill repeat from last year.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, it'll be...
All right. The third matchup is going to be Patrick, the 5 seed, who beat Thingy pretty convincingly against Bully, who pulled the surprising upset over Goose, the 2 seed. 2 Euros going head-to-head here, Jim. Who do you like in that one?
I only like Patrick because I think Bully won due to a lot of anti-votes. I don't know a lot about either of them, and that's my bad. But like I said, Bully got all of his votes due to anti-votes. So I think Patrick runs away with this one as a 5 seed, and that's ridiculous to say, but there's logic behind it.
Okay, pretty much so far I've agreed with what we were saying. The last match, we don't know exactly what it's going to be, but just for the sake of argument, we'll assume DK moves on as the favorite and that you move on against Henning. What would you think about a DK versus Jimbo matchup?
Scary. Chat probably won't be as split as I like it to be. I'm going to guess Chat's going to favor DK. Virginia might favor me, but maybe 65% tops. I'll probably take the GoldenEye block. Hopefully I can get the awesome Australian vote on my side. I think that one is going to be closer than QB and Kara, personally. I'm guessing that's going to be within 3 votes. And I wouldn't be surprised if I lose to DK, and I would be completely okay with it. He has gotten so popular in the last couple of years.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but I think that whether it is me or Glenn, I think that ultimately you'll win. I mean, it could be close if it was either of us. But I think, I mean, you're, like I was saying before, your activity has just been through the roof lately because you've been in chat so much and you've been sort of organizing the whole Virginia meet and you've been playing the games a lot lately. And I think that'll be a real boon for you. And I think you'll probably take more Virginia votes than you think. I'm not sure if I, even though I've been to one meet, I'm not sure if I really pull all that well from, say, the core Virginia crowd, and I'm not sure how close I'll be able to keep it in GoldenEye, so I think that you'll probably be able to win here.
That's nice to think, that's nice to say, but let's not get over the fact that besides Clemens and Goose, I'm going to get the most anti-votes the rest of the contest, just because it's funny. Anti-Jimbo's been funny, that's what's been in the last couple of years, so meh.
It's been from day one, Jim.
Yeah, I know, but
there's over Jimbo.
So, Jim, how is the whole campaign going for winning European votes?
I'm not trying too hard. I'm just trying to be natural with it, trying to smooth things over. Like I said, the only one that seems to hate me still, and that it's mutual, believe me, it's just me versus blood. So maybe I can pull in some more Euro votes for a potential me versus DK match. I'm going to need it, definitely. As for me versus Glenn, I'm not going to say I'm a high-profile GoldenEye player, but for how long I've been around, I suppose 2 very, very good GoldenEye players, very well-known GoldenEye players. I don't know. He's limited to chat. He doesn't post a lot on the boards. He hasn't been to any meets. That one could very well go 50-50, too. Should we talk about a possible Henning upset versus the... Have you guys covered that already?
I think we all sort of agreed that we would not be seeing a possible Henning upset.
Okay. I'm just trying to be fair.
Although I will agree that you are possibly the 4th most anti-voted person in the elite, based on what I've seen.
Behind Clemens, Goose, and who else?
Well, actually,
say more.
Maybe 6th, because Bloody certainly gets his anti-votes. The one I was thinking of was Dirk.
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
You're not ahead of any of those. I mean, those guys are a tier above you, but you're in that next tier.
Awesome.
But your thing is, you're so well-known in so many quarters that you can recover from that kind of anti-voting, whereas like a Dirk or a Bloody cannot.
I agree, but I don't want to sound conceited in any of these things I say, so I'm just going to bite my tongue on some of this stuff. Shut up.
I think that covers everything, DK, unless you had anything else you wanted to hit on.
What was our final consensus on a video finale in Virginia? I thought that was a pretty good idea.
I think it's a pretty interesting idea if people are up for it and we have the means to do it. I think it could be kind of cool. You'd have to sort of figure out how it would work, but it's a possibility.
Well, just like the Gamer's Den, John will host, have his guests. Someone will talk, someone will leave, someone else will talk, someone else will leave. I think it'll work. I think that'd actually be really, really cool. And I can't remember who said it, but I'm sure the champion will be sitting in Virginia too. So
unless it's Kara.
Well, if Kara wins, he'll just have to come to Virginia.
Yeah, I guess.
Plenty of room left. We got five open spots right now.
Not if Duff asks.
Oh God.
But otherwise, we do have between 4 and 5 unclaimed spots that we could still fit some people in.
Someone has to explain, though, what the whole video finale thing is about, because I haven't heard about the idea yet.
The idea is that after the contest is finished, which is August 5th, we would do a video podcast in Virginia, probably from outside in the middle of broad daylight or inside, whatever. And John would host because he's the only one who's got enough confidence to do it. And everyone who was, say, Final 8, Final 4, probably QB, maybe me, could sit down and give our thoughts on the whole contest. And DK, and you know, he could actually be seen instead of just talking in a microphone. I think it would actually be pretty cool. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Except that if QB wins, we'll get about 3 words out of him.
Yeah, that would be a great interview. It's like, so you've won the contest, QB. What do you have to say?
I can just fight him. Like, I'll just tackle him right on there. Like, I'll start pummeling him right on camera.
He would shrug and give his classic, you know, smirk.
He'd say, cool story, bro, and then start punching some people. And that's all the time we have for this edition of the DK and Comet Show. For Comet and everyone else here at the show, I'm DK, and we'll see you guys next time.